Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange. Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Hello. Welcome once again to This Old Hack with Adam. From what I understand, there's been some kind of confusion about the nature of the show that I'm doing here. The intents and purposes perhaps remain unclear, and so I've decided to take this time to let you know what exactly it is I'm trying to do and why. In my house, it's a small house. It's only, not including the porch, it's about 1,200 square feet, and so there's not an awful lot of room, obviously. Just two small bedrooms, a kitchen, and a living room. And in kind of the center of all of this, there's a little, not even really quite a hallway. It's just kind of like an area that separates, oh, we've got a bathroom too, of course, but it's kind of an area that separates the living room from the kitchen and separates the two bedrooms. Between the two bedrooms, there is a little closet that's probably 13 feet long at the most and maybe 3 foot wide. One side of the closet is like an exterior wall, and the other side of the closet is the interior wall that faces another blank wall that's part of the kitchen. This was the only free space in the house for me to put my computer desk where I could keep an eye on the kid. And if it works out, it's a good spot for me because I can see out of almost every window, and I can see into every room. I can see out the front door, and if I roll my office chair backwards, you know, like a foot and a half, I can see out the back door if it was open. So I've got a good spot. The problem is, there's only like, I'd say maybe 6 feet at the most between these two walls. So I've got my computer desk, and it takes up half of that space. It takes up a good 3 feet of space there. And it's got sharp edges, and then I've got the chair there, and it kind of sticks out a little bit. And so it's kind of it's in a nice spot, but in the same thing, it's like in the middle of the highest trafficked area in the house. So what I decided to do some time ago was, This was around the time that we got our LCD monitor. And when I attached the monitor to the wall, I decided it would be neat to attach the desk to the wall. Get rid of the legs so they wouldn't be in the way. And have a spot like a shelf. But I think that was really the original idea, was I wanted a shelf. And I was like, well, I could just attach the desk to the wall and I'd have a shelf. And then from there, my idea evolved into having a desk that pulled out of the wall and you could push it back when you were done using it. So when I decided to record a podcast, I was like, huh, well, I'm going to go ahead and work on my idea here. Well, it's worked out pretty well. Like I said, I took my computer desk in the first episode. I drug it out the house, and people kept listening out of sheer morbid curiosity on the fate of the desk, I'm sure, and possibly kind of like watching NASCAR. You're hoping I'm going to wreck, and you know, you can laugh at me when I get hurt, which that's fun. You know, I'm a big guy. Tough, I can take it. So, in the first episode, I drug the desk out of the house, and I started cutting into it, and I think I got the whole thing taken apart, and dealt with a couple few little problems, but otherwise, it wasn't too bad, and I'm pretty sure it ended off with, I had just finished cutting, making some cuts in one of the boards for a shelf. Well, I had recorded a whole second episode, the lost episode, which when I copied it over to the computer, I erased it off the voice recorder Audacity crashed and I lost the whole file. So in that lost episode there, I finished cutting shelves and got some different stuff cut down and installed a few little things and the wall there. And then in this episode, I have begun getting ready to install the desktop. And so what you'll be hearing is me preparing to install the desktop into the wall. And what I'm going to do is take it was like a tube steel frame and wood computer desk. And so what I did was I took the tube steel legs, and you'll hear this in the show, and I got some PVC from the backyard, and I made channels for the steel legs to slide into, and I put holes. I'm going to put holes in the walls. You'll hear that in the episode, and I'm making a spot for the poles to sit in the closet area, and I think that's pretty much the first part of the show. So hopefully by now you've got a better picture of what it is I'm actually trying to do. Okay, so I have successfully put two nice, mostly round holes through the drywall, and I have secured the first of the tubes, and I've got it nice and level and everything in there. And I went ahead and remounted the center beam and the framing. And I have cut my tubes, my metal tubes, and I'm fixing to cut a longer plastic tube because I think it'll give me better stability and support. And I'm going to cut it with the skill saw here. It seems to cut through just about everything, so... yeah, buddy. That one jerked back on me that time. Crouched right next to it, too. Cut my foot off. You guys would be laughing then, wouldn't you? Like, ha, 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 ha. He cut his foot off during a podcast. I think I've already asked this question, but I'll ask it again. I'll have to see if there's a actual statistic for podcast accident victims, or maybe I could be the first one. That would be neato. I have got my PVC pipes, which I was using for rail guides for the, my little legs, which I turned into, supports for my desk part, and I was able to take the foot stoppers and put them where I had made the cuts to cover up some of the sharper sheet metal. And now I'm going to rip this desktop down to 17 inches wide. No, I guess 17 inches deep, right? I don't know. And I'm going to take it in and make some marks on it to make sure it fits the way I want it to fit. And but near the end of the cut, the saw tried to act kind of stupid. But let's see. So I'm to the point where I'm ready to move everything to the other side of the wall, and so to do that, instead of just setting my case behind the wall there, I decided I was going to take the motherboard out and mount the power supply and the drives and the motherboard all separately. Well, I noticed that the case I'm using, the motherboard mounts are fixed to the back plate, and I thought about removing the back plate, which is riveted to the rest of the case. And I went out, checked my storage building, which I've got a couple old cases sitting out there that have been stripped already, and one of them happened to have a hornet's nest in it, so I decided to leave that one alone. So I noticed I've got an old 166 megahertz system here, and noticed that the back plate for it unscrewed from the rest of the case. Now, here's my problem that I'm working on right now, is that the back plate for the Pentium 100 megahertz system, they might even have been a 166, who knows. But anyway, the back plate is for a completely different type of case. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drill some holes for the new motherboard to sit on this plate. That way I can mount the plate to the wall with wood screws and not just shoot wood screws through the motherboard in an attempt to get it to stick to the wall. So there's one mounting point that kind of lines up nicely. One hole out of all 12 or 8 or however many there are that kind of matches. So I've screwed the motherboard down to that one hole, and now I'm going to go with a pen. I'm going to make a little dot at each of my mounting points, and then I'm going to take it outside, and I'm going to drill a small hole at each of the points so I can insert my new mounting points and screw it to the plate, and then I'm going to take it in there and I'm going to attach it to the wall, and then I'll figure out what I'm going to do about mounting the power supply, and I'm going to have to fix my surge protector and all that good stuff. So it's probably going to take me a good hour anyway to do all that. And I don't expect you people to sit here and listen to me tinker around for an hour, but I've already skipped a good chunk of the project because I was working on it last night. Most of what I've got done is got my desktop installed. It slides in and out of the wall. So, where's my mark? So, right. Damn, I think I got this dull-ass drill bit, too. Drilling through metal is not as easy as people would make it out to be, especially when you're not using the appropriate bits. think these are probably just for using in wood. And I drilled through some solid steel with one of them yesterday, but it took a pretty good amount of effort to get through. And the bit wants to wander, and that is duller than dog shit, so I'm going to have to use the other one. I'm sure it's not much better. That thing's... I don't know which one's worse. This one's warped as hell. The other one's just... got no fucking bite to it, looks like. I guess I'll try again. I do have a smaller bit. I guess I'll go get my... even smaller bit and see if I can't get a hole started with that and then come back and... enlarge it with the little bit bigger bits, because I've gotta get through this, and I've gotta get it done today. I've gotta get it done in the next, I'd say half an hour or so. And I've really gotta get this project to a stopping point soon. My wife's starting to get aggravated. I've got some friends I haven't seen in years come out of town. So I'd like to, not have to worry about it when they're here. I'm sure they'd be glad to help if they could. But there's only one microphone. So here we go with the smaller bit this time. Okay. Check. Something quick. I'm going to take the actual thing, the spacer, and try to drill it. And I managed to strip all of the threads off of the spacer and not the hole. So that idea is completely failed. Do not chuck a spacer up into the drill and attempt to use it to thread aluminum, because a brass spacer and this aluminum or steel, whichever it is not going to work. Okay, so let's see, what's the next idea? Gonna go get the Dremel, and I'm going to use the grinder to make the thickness of the metal less. And hopefully if I can do it right, then I'll be able to get a bite on the threads and get a spacer in there. Good thing I have spares. Got my new spacer. Now, let's see, where's the hole I drilled? It's right here. It's the one that's all fuckered up looking. And no, the new spacer does not fit either. So, let's see. Massaging the hole. will check. Okay, great. So we have drilled our holes for our motherboard mount in the old, I got a socket 756 or something like that. It's an AMD Athlon 64 3200 NVIDIA Enforce 3 motherboard, and that's a AT, an ATX style. I know this old motherboard has an ATX keyboard input on it, so it's probably not the same. Alright, so I'm back inside here, and I should turn the air conditioner off so there's not a bunch of static in the background, but if it sounds like shit, I'll just edit it out in post. Okay, that's not the right... What the fuck? Okay, I've got different... This is not cool. This is not cool. Apparently, I only had a mount, this one mount of this one size, and the other ones are actually even smaller than the holes I just drilled. So now I'm completely apeshit pissed off. Alright, so what I'm gonna do is I can look for more spacers that might fit. I've got three of these smaller ones. I've got one of the larger ones. Okay, this has got the little plastic deals, so that was mainly being held in by the little plastic deals, and if I can find a slot that one of these fits in, then I might be able to get by with what I've got. So I had to turn around like that anyway. Okay, hang it on the wall, and it's not going to work like that, so I'm going to have to turn it around. And right there. Okay, that's retarded. Way, I guess with the spacers in there, it's going to be setting up higher anyway. So let's see, I can do one, and that's it, and I can't hit my other hole either. Or I can hit the hole, and one, two supports. Okay, that's not bad. If I can get one more, I'll feel pretty good about myself, I think. Those are my new ones, sons of bitches. Didn't make this easy, did they? Okay, well, two screws. I don't trust two screws for my motherboard safety. Sorry, but I just don't. I need something else. And these things were meant to go through and not hold it in place. This spacer in there. I'm going to screw this original one back in here, and I'm going to put a couple of plastic pegs in the other side, and that should keep it spaced out enough. I don't have to worry about it shorting out or anything. And I'll actually put another spacer over here, this side. So my mistake here was not checking to see if they were all the same before I attached them or went and drilled holes. I thought they were all the same, but apparently they were not. Okay, now let's put a screw in here and put a screw in over here. Then we'll see. Screw is not going to work. Okay. I have it screwed. And that is the worst job ever seen in the history of technology. Going to lead to inevitable systems failure, I am certain. So, take these spacers out. Drill a new set of smaller holes in my motherboard plate here. And I've got a different type of spacer here so I can know if it's going to work or not. If this doesn't work, then I might have to end up drilling out some rivets and going from there. But first, let's try this and see what happens. The original hole is way too small, but I'm going to see. I don't have an intermediate size here. Wallowed those out pretty good, but that was not the cause for the dysfunction. But I'll try it out anyway because I don't have a bit that's in between. Maybe if I just drill it out just a little bit instead of drilling it all the way out, I can make something happen here. Seems safe enough. And I know I don't have a different sized bit. It's not gonna work. Let's see. Seeing as how cases are only $20, I guess I'm just gonna take this thing out. Stop wasting time. Just drill the rivets. About this case anyway. It's got a Windows 98 product key on it. That's XGXQ. It's an old case. It's a Pentium 4. Well, it had a Pentium 4, 400 megahertz in it. Let's see what it says for. Oh, Pentium 4 1.7. You know, that's not so bad. I've got that hanging up on the wall. Oh, look, somebody signed it and put a smiley face. 61802. Well, smiley face, man. I'm about to undo your case here. So, I can see 1, 2, 3. What size should I use here? I guess I'll use the bigger size that I've got already chucked up. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4... rivets on that side, and there's two on the bottom, and if there's any, yep, there's 1, 2, 3 more over there. Oh, and it's riveted to the floppy disk bay as well, and that one is not going to be very easily accessible. I'll just get started on the drilling of the rivets here. Because it could be that I might not be able to get them out anyway. I'm going to start with four on the back side. That works out pretty well so far. Thank you. couple down at the bottom. Rocket those. angle on that was all fuckered up. I pulled the back out before it was time. And now I can't get it back in there. So hopefully I'll be able to get through these last two. Anyway.
Here.
So if I want to do that, then I better go ahead and do it. It's not going to take me but just a second to take this motherboard off. It's probably going to take me longer to find my safety glasses than it is to actually get the thing out there and get it cut. I already know where I'm going to cut. And then I'm going to go mount it to the wall. And then I'll attach the motherboard. Because it seems like the only thing that's going to work. I'm sure about this, right? I'm going to cut just on the other side of that row of holes there. And now, of course, I'm going to plug in my saw here. And here we go.
Just wasted a bunch of time and blood and stuff
doing that, but you know, no fucking blood. No proof, I guess. No scars, no proof, they say. Okay, guys, well, this is coming along pretty well. I've got my motherboard mounted to the post here on its metal plate. And I've got, for right now, I've got my power supply and my drive bay sitting on top of a part of an old case. And I've got my phone lines ran through the wall temporarily, crawl into the house here in a little while, probably after I drink a beer, and reroute the phone lines. Hopefully I won't have to have any special tools. Hopefully I won't have to go get into there with the drill. Yeah, so like I said, I'm going to get into the house and rerun the phone line. I turned the wall receptacle around so I can have power back here without having to have any cables except for the cables to go to the monitor for power and for the signal, of course. And this concludes episode 2 of This Old Hack.